Taking you to Macedonia. It's a landlocked country in southeastern Europe that shares a border with Greece. Thousands of migrants and refugees are stuck at that border. Many of them are hoping to pass from Greece through Macedonia to countries like Germany and Sweden. But Macedonia, like several other European countries, it's tightening its borders. It's limiting the number of people from Syria and Iraq who can pass through. And that's created a massive backlog in Greece. At one Greek border village, more than 12,000 people are stranded as the crisis in Europe gets worse. Many of these people are fleeing war-torn countries and terrorism, hoping to start a new life in Europe. But a U.S. Air Force general says that hidden in the massive migration are criminals and terrorists, including some from ISIS. So European officials are trying to find a balance between allowing people in and giving them safe haven without getting overwhelmed by sheer numbers or letting in potential attackers. Our next story, Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, reportedly says his country's nuclear warheads, quote, need to be ready for use at any time. He also blames the U.S. for encouraging other countries to start war and catastrophe. The U.S. military says it urges North Korea to hold off on, quote, provocative actions that increase tensions. Here's what this is all about. North Korea has a nuclear program. The international community says it's illegal. It's penalized North Korea over this in the past, and the United Nations Security Council voted last week to increase those penalties following a recent nuclear test by the communist Asian country. International officials aren't sure if North Korea has the nuclear capabilities it claims to have, but they're taking no chances. A single 1 megaton thermonuclear bomb or hydrogen bomb, about 75 times the size of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, is enough to devastate 40 square miles, about 100 square kilometers, and potentially wipe out the largest cities on Earth. Just one bomb. Do I have your attention? So how many countries have nuclear weapons today? There are 5 nations recognized under the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They are the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain. But there are 4 other countries who either aren't recognized or don't admit to having nuclear weapons. And they are Israel, Pakistan, India, and North Korea. Today there are some 15,000 nuclear weapons in the world. The vast majority of them held by the U.S. and Russia, more than 7,000 each. But that's down from a peak during the Cold War era of some 70,000 nuclear weapons around the world. Today, nuclear powers can deliver nuclear weapons in 4 ways. By missiles, either ballistic missiles or cruise missiles, by submarines, by bombers, or by tactical weapons, such as artillery shells, although that's far less common today. The biggest concern with ballistic missiles, and that's because they travel by far the fastest, about 15,000 miles an hour. The U.S. can hit Russia, or Russia can hit the U.S. in some 30 minutes. Sub-launch missiles can hit the U.S. or Russia in just 15 minutes. So can countries truly defend against nuclear weapons? Both the U.S. and Russia have tested anti-missile systems. That's basically hitting one nuclear missile with another missile. It's been described as difficult as hitting a bullet with a bullet. They've also tested directed energy weapons, which are basically lasers. Some of them have been successful, but it's never been tested in real time during a real-world scenario. And what they don't protect against are other possibilities. Delivering a nuclear weapon, say, by ship or by truck without declaring war. And that's a particular concern if a terrorist group could ever get their hands on a nuclear device. Countries justify having nuclear weapons based on self-defense. Even North Korea says that nuclear weapons are the only thing keeping it from being invaded by the United States. The challenge for world leaders is making countries feel safe enough not to need nuclear weapons. But that argument doesn't always work. And today, the number of nuclear powers is 9 and counting.